It's Friday in Survivor, Sundays and Mondays, 7:30 on the Win Network. Unfortunately, another person voted out of tribal council. Another person blindsided last night on the show, on the series. That was, unfortunately, Odette. We've got her on the dog and bone. Pretty good morning to you, Odette.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you. It was a hell of an immunity challenge last night, hanging from a rope from an A-frame. Something like 2 hours was the best effort.
That is, yeah, it was epic to be able to have that mental toughness to stay out there for 2 hours. She's definitely got a big target on her back now.
No doubt about that. Jericho from Asunga and also Ziggy from Summertown. 2 hours on a rope, quite amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Jericho let go of the rope.
I know. It's his fault I've gone home, isn't it?
Exactly. So we'll blame Jericho.
Yeah.
But obviously sent into tribal council, and that's where Sarah, Tara, Jericho and Luke, they all voted together to vote you and boot you out of the competition. And you were completely blindsided. I guess you didn't see that coming, did you?
No, that was one of the tribals I actually felt quite safe at. Prides before a crash, I was like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm safe. Basically going into the merge tomorrow, and that's where I was going to, you know, pick up the game a bit and start to play my individual game, you know, as a stronger player, because it's... You know, you've really got to step up and fight for that 500,000. But I just missed out.
Well, that, I think, was your demise, playing your own game, and people saw you as a threat.
Yeah, well, it was just that bit too early playing your own game. Basically, that's what everyone's going to be doing from now on. As much as they say that they've got alliances, you've got to do what you've got to do.
Yeah, now, Samoa's a beautiful spot. There's no doubt about that. How'd you find the whole Australian Survivor experience?
It was super tough. It was more, it was harder than what I could have imagined, because we had the back of that cyclone come through, and it was like you'd sleep in the sand for the first couple of nights until we could build a shelter, and then it was pouring rain. So it was like sleeping underneath your shower on full ball on cold all night. So you had to really survive with these people and then eventually go and try and stab them in the back.
That's the way the competition works. So you miss out on the $500,000. You must be a little bit disappointed, eh?
Oh, just a little bit. I mean, I missed out on that Porsche I wanted to buy. And you know. But I'll find another way. There's got to be another way to earn $500,000.
Yeah. All right. So who do you think's going to take out the competition?
Jericho. I think he's very, very strong, but still people underestimate him a little bit. And he's real sneaky. I didn't know half the things he was doing on the game since I've been watching it. So, yeah, I think he's got a really good shot.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us, Odette.
Yeah,
and shame to see you leave the competition, sweetheart, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Odette, from Australian Survivor. Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays at 7:30 from next week on the Win Network. Make sure you check it out. Terrific show. Great season this year.